you'll need to be more specific about what great service is. You can't have everyone interpreting it a different way. Troy wrote notes. Where am I going to get that? Just make it up? Troy asked the sage. You could, but you don't have to, Sai repeated, again looking up. What do you mean I don't have to? You'll figure it out, Sai said, zipping his jacket up a few more inches. Troy, I have a few more things I want you to write down quickly. As you progress, I want you to visit these ideas and think on them, okay? Sai instructed with some urgency. Okay, Troy said obediently as he flipped to a new page in his blue journal. You need to guard your reputation. It's hard to get a good reputation and easy to lose it. And what your people do creates the company's reputation. Guard it. And that's why you're saying that a customer service program is so important then, right? Troy asked, still writing. Yes, Sai said, seeming in a rush. Are you ready to write the next thing? Sai asked Troy. Okay, go ahead. Your ability to develop relationships and contacts is vital. And your ability to get along with others and see things from their point of view is crucial. And if your people think you're becoming a jerk, they'll leave you. They're all related points, right? Troy asked, still writing. Related, but different. Are you ready for the next thing? Well, Troy said, struggling to keep up. Just write for now. You can think later, Sai said in a rush. Be loyal to the people who helped you and stood by you. I know that. Loyalty takes on new meaning as life happens, and there's a test, Sai said, like he knew what he was talking about. And lastly, get some new friends. Troy looked up. What? Get some new friends, Sai repeated. Isn't that disloyal? I didn't say anything about ditching your old friends, Troy. I simply mean that you should find people who have qualities you want to have or who have attained goals like the ones you're trying to achieve. Don't be fake, but if you make friends with other successful people, they can teach you a lot. Troy struggled with what Sai meant and looked at him for clarification. Am I your friend? Sai asked to make his point. Yes, and more, Troy said, now understanding what Sai meant. Well, Sai paused, I'm not going to be here forever. A drop of rain hit the table between them, making a small dark circle in the dry wooden top, then another. Then a larger one hit the page in the open journal. Troy closed it, protecting its contents. You should go, Sai said. Troy wondered if this was it. Was this his last encounter with Sai? Before he could think too long on it, the raindrops got larger and faster. Both men stood up, and Troy stepped over the picnic table seat to go for his truck. He took 4 steps away and turned to see if Sai was following. Sai wasn't. He stood by the table in the rain. Go on, Sai told him over the sound of the rain. Troy took a few more steps toward his truck, holding the blue book against his chest. Then he stopped and turned around to Sai again. Sai, how did you know it was going to rain? Sai yelled back. Experience. When Troy got to his truck, he looked back at the picnic table, but Sai was gone. Panic struck Troy as he realized that he still never said thank you. Leaning against the trunk of a tall spruce tree, Sai watched Troy's truck pull away and disappear into the hard rain. It was temporary shelter from the rain for now, until the rain dripped through the thick needles above him. Sai slid back down the trunk and huddled up. He folded his arms across his knees and put his head down. A memory began to come into view. He was 14 years old,